It was July 42 when two Nazis entered the office of the head of the Judenrat in Warsaw, a person called Adam Chernyakov, a person that came from almost assimilated family. They entered his office, they were speaking to him something like 5-10 minutes, and they left. 5 minutes later, there was a phone call to his office. The secretary tries to give over the phone call, no answer in his office. She knocks the door, no answer. She opens the door. Adam Chernyakov is on his desk, dead. Before he died, he wrote in his book, in his diary, he wrote, "They want me for tomorrow 10,000, and after that 7,000 each day. I disagree to be the executor of the Jews of Warsaw. Only the death is the solution." He committed suicide. And when you tell the story in the Warsaw Cemetery, immediately they used to ask, "Was it Mutter? A. B. Chernyakov is buried inside Beit HaKvarot without any difference from others. You can't recognize that he committed suicide. So the question is, again, is it Mutter?" The real answer is that Adam Chernyakov did not ask anybody. And another answer is that the Jews that after he buried him inside Beit HaKvarot did not ask either. But because we are dealing in Chinuch, with Chinuch, we have to ask the questions, we have to try to give the answers. The first issue we have to discuss is the issue of suicide. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, source number 1, "Ve'ached imchem lenafshotechem edrosh miyad kol chaya edreshenu, ומיד האדם, מיד איש אחיו, אדרוש את נפש האדם, שופך דם האדם, באדם דמו יישפך, כי בצלם אלוקים עשה את האדם." This is a posuk that was given to Bnei Noach. It is not connected to the issue of Aseret Adibrot. It's not the idea of Lo Tirtzach, it's the idea of Ach Edimchem Lenafshotechem Edrosh. And from this Pasuk, we learn some very famous halachas. Rambam, source number 2. "Kol ha-horeg chavero b'yado, כגון שיקהו בסייף או באבן הממיתה, או שחנקו עד שמת או שרפו באש, הועיל והרגו מכל מקום הוא בעצמו, הרי זה נהרג בבית דין." That's the regular din of רוצח. "אבל הסוחר הורג להרוג את חברו." He rents somebody. He arranges it. But he doesn't do it by himself. "או ששלח עבדיו והרגוהו. או שקפת." He tied him. "והניחו לפני הרין." He put him like this in front of the lion. "וחיוצא בו והרגתו החיה, וכן ההורג את עצמו." "וכן ההורג את עצמו. כל אחד מאלו שופך דמימו. ועוון הריגה בידו. וחייב מיטה לשמיים, ואין בהם מיטת בדין." All these cases, that's chiyuv misa b'day shamayim and not chiyuv misa b'day beis din. But the one who committed suicide is not able to be mechuyev mitas beis din because they've done it already. So that's too late. But it says there is no chiyuv b'day odom. I heard once that somebody told me that we have to check it if it's correct to say so. But I heard once that if it is written that ein chiyuv mita shel beidin, but mita b'day shamayim, it means that you should not judge it. You have a case, you can say he is mechuyev misa b'day shamayim, but we cannot judge it. In a wide understanding of the word, we cannot judge it. Al tadun et chavercha. Don't judge it. Hashem in heaven, he will make the judgment. You are not allowed to. And that's the halacha about somebody that committed suicide. That's mita b'day shamayim, even though he is dead already. But it means we cannot judge it. Uminei shekenu adin. What is the source? Shareyu omer, and here quotes the posuk, shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech, ze ha'horeg be'atzmo, shelo al yedei shaliach. Edimchem lenafshotechem edrosh, ze ha'horeg atzmo. Suicide. Miyad kol chaya edreshenu, ze ha'moser chavero lifnei chaya letofo, that the one who pushes another person in front of a lion or a tiger or something like this. Miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv edrosh et nefesh ha'adam, ze ha'socher achirim. He rents somebody else laharog et chavero, to kill somebody else. Ubeferush ne'emar b'shloshtam lashon drisha. Harei dinam masu lashamayim. Edrosh. Hashem will ask for his blood. So, dino masur lashamayim. Why is it forbidden that action of suicide? The Radvaz, Rabbi David ben Zimra, the same time of the Bet Yosef in Tzfat, when he talks about the very famous rule, halachic rule, of Ein Odom Meisim Atzmoy Roshe, he gives an explanation why. And between the words that explain why Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, he says, the end of the first line, source number 3, ואפשר לתת קצת טעם לפי שאין נפשו של אדם קניינו אלא קניין הקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר הנפשות לי הנה. It's not yours, you're not allowed. אין נפשו של אדם קניינו, and this is the reason why also אין אדם משים עצמו רשע. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha was said just by the issue of Malkes or Mise, but not Momen. Momen, he owns it. So he is able to say, I am a Chuyev, $2,000, I have to pay. Because he owns it. But himself, Ein Nafsho Shel Adam Kinyano. So he's not able to do anything with himself. So this is the reason why it is prohibited. That's something like an introduction to our main issue. My question is suicide an option? Is it possible that once a person assumes that he will be forced to do something, he won't be able to hold it, he won't be able to walk through it, is he allowed to stop it beforehand and to choose suicide as an option? There is a very famous medrash. I'm saying famous because everyone that deals with this issue halachically will quote this medrash. And the medrash is based on the same pasuk that we mentioned beforehand as a source for isur suicide. So the same pasuk on the same pasuk of the same isur of committing suicide, we have also another medrash, and the medrash says source number 4. ואחדימכם לנפשותיכם אדרוש מיד כל חיה אדרשנו מיד האדם מיד איש אחיו אדרוש את נפש האדם. It starts, the posuk starts with the word אח. אחים ורקים מיעוטים. Once the posuk says אח, that's a mute. So let's read the posuk again. אחדימכם לנפשותיכם אדרוש. You know when? Just in a regular case, besides other cases which are not regular cases. Ach. Once there is an ach, it says that there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? Source number 5. Ach. Lehavi et achonek atzmo. This pasuk deals, that's a ribui, deals with the issue of a person that committed suicide. Yachol keshaul. Maybe you will say this is the same example as Shaul, and Shaul will be considered as somebody that committed suicide as an isur. Talmud lomar ach. We will soon see what was it, the story about Shaul, but I think everybody knows that Shaul did not let the enemies to kill him. He fell on his sword and he took his life by his own. So yachol keshaul, maybe you will compare between the idea of suicide and Shaul. Talmud lomar ach, mute. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not as committing suicide. Another exception. Yachol kechananiya mishael vaazaria were thrown into kivshan haesh. So maybe it is also considered as suicide. Talmud lomar, again, miut, ach. So we have two examples of exceptions that are not considered as suicide. And the question is, what can we learn from these exceptions? So I'm going to deal with these two exceptions separately. First of all, we will deal with Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. And after that, we will deal with Shaul HaMelech, and we will try to understand what we can learn from both examples. What was it by Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah? Once you read Sefer Daniel, so the story is very simple. The story is that the king made a certain, let's say, statue, and he gave out an order that once everyone hears the siren of the shofars or something like this, that they are going to make a certain sound of siren, everyone should bow to this statue. And the fact was that Hananiah, Mishael, Va'adariah heard the siren, and did not bow. And there were those who told that fact to the king, and the king became very angry, and even though these three young boys, they were like advisors to the king, even though he was so angry, and he gave an order to throw them into Kivshan HaEsh. And that's the story of Hananiah. And there is the continuation that there was something like a Nes, and they were not burned in Kivshan HaEsh. And that's the story. Lichura, that's a regular story of Kiddush Hashem in a situation of Gimel Averot. We have a rule that says that once a person is ordered to go over three Averot Chamurot, which means Avodah Zarah, Giloy Arayot, and Shfichut Damim, and if not, he will be killed, so he should give himself for that and not to go over it. That's the halacha. That's a very simple halacha of Mesirus Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, Shalosh Averot Chamurot. That's very famous. If it is so, why do you need a special limud? Ach edimchem lenafshotechem edrosh, yachol kechananya mishael ve'azariah, Talmud lomar ach. Chananya mishael ve'azariah, was it a suicide? Was not a suicide. You can't consider it a suicide. A man that gives his soul for being mekayim kiddush Hashem, is it a suicide? You have to bring a pasuk to say it is not considered a suicide. That's very strange. Well, in source number 7, Tosis says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Detzelem denevuchad netzar, Lav avodat kochavimu, Ela andarti asui lichvod amelech. Tosis says, listen, it was not avodah zarah. The story about Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah was not avodah zarah. What was it? The king made a statue as an honor for himself, and he ordered that everybody would bow to the statue of himself, and it is not bichlal avodah zarah. It is not avodah zarah. You know, after I read this thesis, I went to look for an excuse why to give you soul for that. So why did they do it? Why did they do it? Mordechai lo yichra velo yishtachave. What is it? Why? It's not an avodah zarah. You don't have to give your soul for that. So Tosis in Ksuba says that yet it is considered a sort of Kiddush Hashem. Once the king says everybody should bow and he puts himself in a certain position like the king of the world, and three Jews do not bow, that's something unique. That's something, a sort of Kiddush Hashem. That's the way how Tosot explains it. But Tosot here in Avodah Zarah, source number 7, wants to claim it was not a regular Avodah Zarah. And this is the reason why, and he continues, you know what, we will read it. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Detzelem denevuchadnetzar lav avodat kochavimu, אלא אנדרתי עשוי לכבוד המלך. As we said. ובהכי ניחא, and if we say so, we understand, דנקת גבי אברהם, שלא עבד עבודת כוכבים, ובחנניה, מישאל ועזריה, שלא השתחוו לצלם. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah mentions many things that Jews, famous Jews, along the history, were forced to do, and they did not do. So the Gemara says, Yavo Nimrod v'yaid b'Avraham Avinu shelo avad avodah zarah. But about Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, they do not say the same expression shelo avdu avodah zarah. They say shelo ishtachavu latzelem. It means that there is a distinction between Avraham Avinu and Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. Avraham Avinu, it was really Avodah Zarah. Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, it was not Avodah Zarah. Okay. V'nicha, and also something else is now understood. Had amrina beperek elu ne'arot. Ilmalei nagdu l'Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. The Gemara says, you know, they took Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah and threw them into Kivshan Ha'esh. But you know, if they would have tortured them, not straight to throw them into the Kivshan Ha'esh, if they would have kept them and tortured them, finally, Palchu Letzalma, they would have served this Avodah Zarah. Says Tosis, Ilu haya avodat kochavim mamash, chas v'shalom. You can't say that. if they were tortured, they would have go over Avodas Kochavim? No, you can't say that. Ki midaagat shum isurim shebaolam, because of torching, lo yu mishtachavim latzelem. It wouldn't happen. Can be. Ki Rab Chanina ben Tradion, shesamu sugim alibo liyasro, ורבקים אסרגו בשרו במסרקות פיות. So you can explain the Gemara that said that if they would have been tortured, they would have going over it, just if you say it's not such a big averet, it wasn't bichlal not averet, it was just an issue of Kiddush Hashem, now you can understand that it would have given up. But if we talk about Avodah Zorah, it can't be. Okay. So, if you are here, so we understand. The story about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was, there was a statue as an honor of the king, and they made a Kiddush Hashem, they gave the soul just for Kiddush Hashem, and not for Avodah Zorah. Let's go back to the Medrash. Ach edimchem lenafshotechem edrosh, יכול כחנניה מישאל ועזריה. That means maybe you will blame חנניה מישאל ועזריה by suicide. Why? Because they don't have to, because it's not avodah zorah gilui arayos ushichus domim, so they don't have to give their soul. Why did they do so? Just for Kiddush Hashem. Maybe you will blame them by giving their soul in a place that were not requested to give their soul. Talmud lomar, ach. That means that if a person wants to give his soul, not only in a situation of gimel averot, but in a regular aveire, or in a regular situation of kiddush Hashem, of showing he's not bowing, just to show that, if a person wants to do it, he is allowed and it is not considered as suicide. This issue is a very famous machlekes between Ashkenaz and Sfarad, East and West. Because the Rambam says that once a person is not mechuyev to give his soul, he is not allowed to give his soul. And once he did it, הרי זה מתחייב בנפשו. The Rambam says, מתחייב בנפשו. It is, according to the Rambam, it is considered, once a person is not מחויב to give his soul, and he did so, it is considered as suicide, according to the Rambam. According to the Tosfos, and the Ravid, and many others that represent the Torah of Ashkenaz, they say that's Kiddush Hashem. Perhaps, we are not coming for that point from that point of view specifically, but I think here, Yeshiva University, we have to say that, and I think it will be also correct. Perhaps they are coming from different situations. That West is the whole history of the Crusades and so on. Huge kehilas gave their soul al Kiddush Hashem. That's another story. That's Ashkenaz. In Sfarad, they almost did not know about that. So the Rambam is holding, it is considered as something that is definitely prohibited. And the Rishonim from Ashkenaz, they are talking about something like to be considered as a hero once a person gives his soul, even though he is not mechuyev, but just to show he is not going over anything, and even if it's really muter, but it's an issue of Kiddush Hashem, to show a Jew does not bow. That's something also important. Lo yichav ve lo yishtachave. It's also important, and that's the example of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. After we know that, and we know what's the example of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Let's continue to source number 8, the Bet Yosef. And here you will hear the echo of the history even stronger. Katuv be'orchot chayim. Bebereshit rabba. Doresh ve'ach edimchem lenafshotechem. Azhara lechonek nafsho. Suicide. Yachol afilu kechananiya mishael va'azariah. Talmud lomar ach. Peirush. And listen to the Peirush. Shebishat Ashmad Yachol limsor atzmo lemita velaharog et atzmo im hu yare shelo yuchal la'amod banisayon. That's a development. How did he learn it from Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah? Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah did not kill themselves. They were thrown by the king into Kivshan HaEsh. They just did one thing. They did not do one thing. They did not bow. That's it. That's the end of the story. They did not go to the king to tell him, you know, we did not bow. They did not kill themselves so that they wouldn't have to bow. No, they did not bow. That's it. There were those who told the story to the king, and the king threw them into Kivshan HaEsh. But there were those who took it as an example, and from that they learned Mikan Peirush. He says Peirush. I don't understand, how is it a Peirush? Why is it a Peirush? Peirush means it comes from it, it doesn't come from it. Peirush Shebishat Ashmad Yachol Imsor Atzmo Lemita Velaharog Atzmo Im Hu Yare Shelo Yuchal Lamod Banisayon. Once he is afraid, he won't be able to hold it. They will torch him or something like that. They will put a force upon him or something like this, and he won't be able to hold it. That's it. He is allowed to kill himself. Perhaps the comparison goes like this. If we understand that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah did not have to give their soul for such a thing, as Tosot said, because it was just a statue of the king, not more than that, it means that they did something that will put themselves into a situation that finally somebody will kill them. It means that they took an action on it, did not do something so that they will be killed. It means they created a situation that somebody would kill them without any justify, without any excuse, without any reason. If it's so we can compare it, we can, without a T, we can compare it to the story of somebody that kills himself, because there is no difference if somebody else kills him or he kills himself. Both of the cases, he created a situation that somebody will kill him without any reason. It was a Kiddush Hashem. So it's mutter. And I think you feel that the comparison is not that smooth. It's not a comparison. I'm trying to do my best to explain it, but I see in your eyes that you are saying, listen, it's not the same. It's not the same, you know? Let's keep those words in a different font. That's the continuation of the Orchot Chaim, but it deals with Shaul HaMelech, so I don't want to mix. Umikan, listen to this. Umikan mevi'im ra'ya. And from this source, there is a raya to whom? Hashochatim atinokot bishat ashmad. There were those who were shechting babies bishat ashmad, so that they will not fall to the hands of the Christians, so that they will not force them to grow up as Christians. That's Avodah Zarah. So they were killing babies so that it won't happen. Mikan. Mikan mevim raya. Ashochatim atinokot.
It's very strange. But that's one of the parts of our history. We have to realize that. The idea of Mesirut Nefesh, an idea of Kiddush Hashem in Western Europe was so strong, was so inside because of the Crusades. Yes.
V'yesh osrim.
And there are those who say it's prohibited.
ומפרשים הח תלמוד לומר אח שאינו יכול להרוג עצמו. שאינו יכול להרוג עצמו. וחנניה, מישאל ועזריה מסרו עצמם ביד אחרים, אבל הם לא פגעו בעצמם. They gave themselves to others, אבל הם לא פגעו בעצמם. They did not do anything to themselves. It's not similar.
ומעשה ברב אחד ששחט תינוקות הרבה בשעת השמד. גוואלד. You can't read it. You don't believe.
מעשה ברב אחד ששחט תינוקות הרבה בשעת השמד. שירא שיעבירו מלדת. והיה עמו רב אחר וכעס עליו. וקראו רוצח. והוא לא חש לדבריו.
He was so convinced that he is right that he continued even though somebody else came to him and said to him, you are a rotzeach.
ואמר הרב המונה, and the one who was against the rotzeach, אם כדבריי, if I'm right and he is wrong, יהרג אותו רב במיטה משונה.
So he should die in a very, very weird death.
וכן היה שתפסו גויים והיו פושטים אורו ונותנים חול בין האור והבשר.
אוקיי.
ואחר כך נתבטלה הגזרה, ואם לא שחט אותם אפשר שהיו ניצולים ולא היו הורגים אותם.
And after that it happened that the gzera was cancelled, and if those babies were not dead, who knows how many families, Jewish families, were there today. That's the argument.
And just to give the raya that the source from Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah is the source, as I explained, I added one more quote that appears immediately after this paragraph in the Bet Yosef. Right after this paragraph, there is one more line.
וזה לשון רבינו ירוחם. One of the Rishonim, כתבו הפסקנים, אם רצה להחמיר על עצמו להרג בצינה על שאר מצוות, רשאי ואינו נקרא חובל בעצמו.
He says, once a person wants to be machmir upon himself and to let others to kill him for other mitzvahs, he is not considered as somebody that committed suicide.
And it is mentioned in context of what we spoke beforehand.
It means that once those who wanted to create any sort of comparison, perhaps they thought upon it this way, that once a person is allowed to give himself by others, so he's allowed also to do it by himself. Because there is no difference if somebody else is doing it or he by himself is doing the same.
Until when? Usually. Abchetze. Okay.
So we have to make things shorter. We'll just say that this psak appears in three different sources in Tosfot, quoted by the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam said that once a person feels that he is not able and he will not be able to avoid himself going over three averot chamurot, and he is afraid that they will torture him so that he will go over it, he is allowed
to take his life by his own. That's a quote from Rabbeinu Tam, three sources in Tosfot. But there is one Tosfot that we will not go into it now, but there is one Tosfot, B'Shem Ri, that is also one of Baalei HaToseres that says, even though you are not allowed to do that. Even though. So there is an inner machloikes between Baalei HaToseres themselves. I can tell you that the Rambam does not relate to it. And I can assume that the Rambam, if he says that a person is not allowed to give his soul for another mitzvah, that others will kill him, and it is considered as chovel ba'atzmo, like he committed suicide, of course he will say that he is not allowed to do it by himself. So perhaps we know what the Rambam says. And we know also that there is a machloikes within the Baalei HaTosfot that Rabbeinu Tam says it is allowed, and Ri says it is prohibited. If we go back to the story of Adam Chernyakov, Adam Chernyakov was afraid he will be forced not for Avodah Zarah, but for Shfichus Domi. This was the order. He wrote, they are begging me for tomorrow 10,000. What does it mean? It means to cooperate. It means to be an executor for the others. He was afraid he won't be able to stand against it. And I can tell you that there were those heads of Judenrat in Poland, that in Ukraine, in Lithuania, that at the beginning they said no, and finally they cooperated. Not because they were bad people, because they couldn't hold it. They couldn't hold it. So, once somebody asked me, did he do the right thing? So I can say that at least there is an option. At least there is an option. Rabbeinu Tam says that there is an option. And we will see very soon that this option appears developed even in another source. We will make things shorter and we will skip towards Shaul HaMelech, the story of Shaul HaMelech. As we mentioned beforehand, when the Medrash says, Achedimchem lenafshotechem edrosh, that's the issue of suicide, Yachol kechananiya Mishael v'azaya, Talmud lomar ach. Yachol kesha'ul, Talmud lomar ach. So let's check the story about Shaul. What was it? Shaul, the psukim, that's source number 14. Vatichbad amilchama el Shaul. Vayimtza'uhu hamorim anashim bakeshet. Vayachel me'od mehamorim. Morim is not teachers. Morim, no, maybe. Okay. Forget about it. So those who are shooting, those are archers. That's the morim, like yore. Yeah? So those who were using these arrows, he was hurt. Vayomer Shaul lenose kelav. He was not able, or maybe afraid, to do it by his own. Shlof charbecha v'dokreini. Why? Why? Why am I telling you to do so? Pen yavohu ha'areilim ha'elu udkaruni v'it'alelu bi. He's afraid of what? Of what? Of pain? He's afraid to die? He's going to die anyway. He knows that. So why? What's the excuse? Lo tirzach. Lo tirzach. Yachol keshaul, Talmud lomar ach. No problem. That's okay. So why? So in source, excuse me, ולא אבן עושה כליו. So his boy did not want to do that. כי ירא מאוד. He was afraid to kill a king. ויקח שאול את החרב ויפול עליה. He did it by his own. The Ritva says, source number 15, הד אמרינן בהגדה דרב חנינה בן טרדיון, מוטב יתלנה משנתנה ולא יחבול בעצמי. The Gemara says that when רב חנינה בן טרדיון surrounded him with a Sifr Torah and he was burning, and there were those who were standing next to him, and they said to him, they saw him suffering, so they told him, "Ptach picha v'ikanes becha ha'esh," open your mouth and let the fire kill you. He said, "Mutav sheikachena mi shenetana velo yachbol be'atzmo." Let him do it. I am not doing anything to myself, even not to open my mouth, not to be a part of taking his life by his own. כתוב בגיליוני התוספות שהיה אומר רבינו תמך שמתיירה, in a case that he is afraid שלא יכריחו לעבור על דת, מותר לחבול בעצמו. He is allowed to take his life by his own. והחיית במדרש, כתיב אחדימכם לנפשותיכם את ראש, מכאן עזרה לאדם שלא יחבול בעצמו. יכול אפילו כשאול מלך ישראל, that what? שחבל בעצמו לפי שהיה מתיירה שמה יעבירו על דת. New pshat in Shaul. Shaul was afraid that they will force him to go over dat. They will make him to go over Avodah Zarah. שיעבירו על דת. Pshat is not like this. The pshat of the psukim is saying, "Pen yavo v'itkaruni v'italelubi." So it's not a pshat. So we have to look for a pshat. Okay. So let's take source number 18. The Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi, one of the Meforshim on the Nach. Velochata Shaul behorgo atzmo. He did not have any sin by killing himself. ואף על פי שכתוב, אחדימכם לנפשותיכם אדרוש, כלומר מידכם אדרוש אותו, אם תרגו את עצמכם, אף על פי כן לא חטא. Why? לפי שהיה יודע שאול כי סופו למות במלחמה, כי כן אמר לו שמואל. Hey, שאול knew he's going to die in this war, because שמואל said to him, מחר אתה ובניך עימי. You are going to die in this war. Excuse me, just like asking a question. If a person knows he's going to die, he's allowed to take his soul by himself? Why? What's the header? מותר שיתלנה מי שנתנה ולא יחבל בעצמו. What's the excuse? It's not an excuse. So let's take number two. ועוד, כי ראה כי מצאו המורים אנשים בקשת ולא היה יכול להימלט מידיהם. He saw that he is already surrounded, they discovered him, they are shooting him, he's not able to escape. טוב היה שיהרוג את עצמו ולא יתעללו בו הערלים. Why? What's the excuse? Again. Okay. There is one that made something like a conclusion out of this sugya. A very famous one, the Yam Shel Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Luria. He is also family related to the Remo, living in Lublin. Rav Shlomo Luria Maharshal. He was the one who took the yeshiva after Rabbi Yaakov Polak and after Rav Sholem Shachne. He became to be the leader of the yeshiva in Lublin and the leader of Jewish life in Poland in generally, not in Poland only, but also in Lithuania. and he wrote a book, Yam Shel Shlomo. In this book, there is also, he represents a certain way of learning, as opposed to the regular learning that was brought from Ashkenaz, that was more pilpul. According to his system of learning, it was more pshat and summarizing, just to learn the sources, after that the Rishonim, and to write a conclusion. His book looks like a Talmid Chochem that went over the Shas and just wrote notes for himself, conclusions. That's it. Mamish like Sikumim. So we will try to go straight to the issue of let's start from the beginning. Source number 25. Achedimchem lenafshotechem edrosh, amar Rabbi Eliezer, miyad nafshotechem edrosh, haino nami, שאסור להרוג את עצמו בשביל שום דבר שירא. For nothing. וכן פסק רי להדיה. He follows רי and not רבינו תם. He is not allowed to kill himself. ונראה, אפילו נתפס בידי גויים ומתיירא שלא יענו אותו עד שיעבוד עבודה זרה, מכל מקום לא ימית את עצמו. ויסבול כל העינויים כפי כוחו. והבא לטהר מסייעים לו. הוא לא יוכל לקבל העינויים. He should say, maybe he will be able. Maybe he will be able to suffer the torching and so on, and he will go over it. He can't know. But he should not take his life by himself. So that's psak. If so, so what about Shaul? So in your sheets it should be umikol makom, umikol makom. That's at the middle of page number 5. Umikol starts with the words umikol makom im mityare. Umikol makom im mityare. Shelo ya'anu oto al yehudim acherim veyovdu chas veshalom kama nefashot mi Israel. If he is afraid that are going to torch him for other Jews, and many souls will be killed because of him. Kemo sheyesh miktzat moshlim al dvar sheker, that are those kings sheminyan yudi echad ala sheme'anim yudi echad ala klal veechad yaved ba'avonotav harabim arbe. Mutar laharog be'atzmo. That case, he is allowed. That's exactly the case of Chernyakov. He was afraid that they will torch him and they will force him to cooperate, and then by him, many, 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 many others will die. Because in Warsaw Ghetto at that time, there were almost 500,000 of Jews under his authority. And he knew what does it mean to cooperate. Let's continue. Ve'ulai, and maybe, Shaul alav ha-shalom, kiven al ze shenafal al charbo, shesavar, im yipol chai beyadam, yit'alelu bo, ve'ye'anu oto. ומסתמה בני ישראל לא יכולים לראות ולשמוע בצרת המלך ולא יעמדו על נפשם מלנקום נקמתו להצילו ויפלו כמה רבבות מישראל. He knew that once he will fall by their hands, כלל ישראל will make an effort to rescue him, to help him out. Who knows how many Jews will give their life just to rescue the king. So he knew that. So he came to a conclusion that he should die, so that he won't fall by their hands and nothing will happen to other Jews. And that's the excuse of Shaul. Now we have Shaul, we have Adam Chernyakov, and I want to finish by a very famous case, well known during the history, the story of Metzada. We don't know what was there, what were the reasons. We don't know. We do know through the eyes of Flavius. But this is the way that he wanted to represent it. Flavius was a little bit nogea badovo. It wasn't that objective. But he writes that their commander, Yair, he says to them, we should not let them to take us as prisoners. We should not let them to put us in under their authority, even in terms of nationality, in terms of like being their citizens, like being their under their state, under their government. Even that, we should not do that. We should be free under our authority, and that's the only option. Once it will be something else, we have to die. And that's the way Flavius describes it. And Rav Goren, Zichrono Livracha, he wrote a big essay upon this issue to justify what these heroes of Metzada did. And against him wrote Rav Neria, Zichrono Livracha, another essay to say Rav Goren is wrong and they were wrong. And yet it is an argument. Was it allowed? Why did they do so? What were the reasons? I think first of all, we have to understand the reasons. We have to understand what was the situation. And only after that, we will be able to judge. Thank you.